Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In our first story this morning, I need my bosses to hear this story because putting in extended days at the office may do more than just stress you out and cramp your social life. New research is showing that working long hours, the stress it involves, could pose a serious risk to your heart and increase your risk of stroke. Now, we've learned on so many of my shows, Train Your Body and different shows that we do, that sitting is the new smoking. And if you are stressing out at work, sitting in a cubicle, sitting at a desk, sitting behind a computer, sitting in front of a microphone for hours and hours and hours, mostly the computer stuff, because I love the microphone stuff. If you're doing that for hours and hours a day, you are increasing your risk of stroke by 33%. Yes, you heard that, and 13% greater risk of developing coronary heart disease when you compare it to people who work 35 to 40 hours a week. These are people who work 55 hours a week or longer. So this is a really interesting study because the fact is that we know that stress contributes to heart disease. We know that sitting contributes to heart disease. We know that all of these kinds of things will now. And as I said to my daughter last night, nobody ever said near the end of their life, I wish I would have worked more. So make sure that you stand up. Actually, I am standing up right now because sitting here can really make me fat and contribute to coronary artery disease. So in our first story, working long hours could not only be bad for stress levels and for your sanity, but it could increase your risk of stroke and coronary heart disease. 33% increase for risk of stroke. So get up, get out of your desk, don't work so long, don't sit for too long, and that will help keep you healthy. Healthier, anyway. In the next story, scientists have discovered the obesity master switch for burning or storing fat. This is a fascinating study. It was from Medical News Today. It's a fascinating story that when they analyzed these cell-level circuits that surround the activity of this gene, one of the genes that's most strongly associated with obesity, they discovered a pathway, a metabolic pathway that appears to exert control on whether our fat cells store or burn these calories. Absolutely so interesting. So there's a pathway that has control over whether these things are stored or burnt. So what they're going to use this for is to decide for things like type 2 diabetes and cancer, cardiovascular health, whether or not obesity can be genetically controlled a little bit, whether there are ways, new things. This is what it's about. It's all going into genomics. It's going into these genes and gene therapy. And that's where we're seeing so much of our interesting science happening now all the time. I interview so many doctors for so many of our hospitals, and every day we're learning more and more about genes and immunotherapy and gene physiology and really how much effect our genes have. So here we go. Obesity genes and obesity pathways and metabolic pathways may be the key to helping control that obesity epidemic that's going on in our country is so prevalent. So that's really kind of exciting. Really exciting news because it's always been thought of as a result of the imbalance between food and exercise and such. Well, now there's a genetic component, a metabolic pathway, and there's actually a control thing. So, wow, check it out, huh? That's what we're talking about here at the top of the news stories. We're also relating them to how they might relate to you. So feel free to send me your suggestions. We have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned.